Don't overlook zoning issues when considering a rural property purchase. That's next on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Many of us have dreamed of having a cute little retreat out in the country for weekend getaways or maybe a place to retire. But there are some things you should know before buying a rural property. Roger McOwen, a law professor at Washburn University in Topeka, Kansas, advises making sure the property's zoning isn't a problem.
You might run into restrictions in an area that's zoned agricultural, such as minimum lot sizes, so minimum acreage to put a single home on it, limits on non-agricultural commercial use, such as a commercial event type venue, and potential limits on livestock density.
McOwen suggests you do your homework.
Before you sign a single document, you want to perform a thorough due diligence on that property's existing zoning classification and figure out what the permitted uses are and any restricted covenants. And that's what we should do every time we buy a rural property. That's absolutely essential. Don't rely on a rezoning process because that is risky and it's costly. So if you do your due diligence in advance, you're going to be better off.
For more in-depth advice from Roger McOwen on zoning considerations for rural properties, you'll find a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.